It is an election year, and during the primary season, many of you have probably seen your share of political ads already. Maybe you've noticed something. A lot of guns. Republican hopefuls across the country are appearing in ads while firing guns, or they're holding political events around firearms. NPR's John Burnett reports on the newest American running mate, the rifle.
Across the country, conservative candidates are proving their bona fides by taking up arms.
As state senator, Donna Campbell reduced the time it takes to obtain a concealed carry license so more law-abiding Texans could exercise their constitutional rights to defend themselves.
I'm Matt Rosendale, and this is how I'd look from a government drone.
And this is what I think about it. The federal government is too big and too powerful.
Texas State Senator Donna Campbell won the Republican nomination for her race. For Matt Rosendale, shooting at an imaginary government drone did not help him snatch the nomination for a Montana congressional seat.
This is Will Brook. We're down here to have a little fun today and talk about two serious subjects, the Second Amendment, and see how much damage we can do to this copy of Obamacare.
In this now classic ad, a candidate for Alabama's 6th Congressional District sets up a one-foot-thick copy of the Affordable Care Act for target practice, then he starts blasting away. Though Will Brook did considerable damage to a publication of the government printing office, he lost the Republican primary. Guns are powerful political symbols this year. The gun rights crowd is on high alert. After mass shootings in the last 2 years in Newtown, Connecticut and Aurora, Colorado, they believe the Obama administration wants to come for their guns. Conservative candidates have piled on. In Texas, David Dewhurst ran and lost to be on the GOP ticket for lieutenant governor with a poster that said, "Hey, President Obama, come and take it," superimposed on a rifle. Even Wendy Davis, the liberal Democrat running for governor of Texas, had to come out and say she's for open carry of handguns. Larry Pratt is executive director of Gun Owners of America.
Candidates respond to public opinion, and when that's one of the questions that they get asked a lot, where do you stand on the Second Amendment, then they're going to tend to get the point that not only are guns not a liability, but they actually can be a plus.
Candidates have raffled off weapons as a campaign gimmick in local, state, and national races, and the shooting range is becoming the new country club for some Republicans. Former New Mexico Republican Party Chairman Alan Way is running for the U.S. Senate. His press secretary, Paige McKenzie, said they held a fundraiser at a shooting range in Albuquerque to stress the difference between Way and the incumbent, Tom Udall, on gun rights.
Since Alan is a retired Marine colonel, we thought that this would be a fun and unique event for supporters to come out and, you know, shoot with the colonel. So it was a great event.
So what's going on here?
Firearms are a very convenient shorthand in the Republican Party.
It's not that every candidate who brandishes a firearm will become a crusader for gun rights if elected, says Robert Spitzer. It's symbolic language. Spitzer is a political scientist at the State University of New York in Cortland and author of 5 books on guns and politics in America.
Having a gun in an advertisement is a way to summarize your opposition to the Democrats, to Barack Obama, your suspicion of big government, your valuing of individualism, and it also expresses a kind of sense of power that is very appealing to base voters in the Republican Party.
Now that the political primary season is mostly over, it remains to be seen whether candidates will use high-caliber firepower in the general election, where mainstream voters may not be as impressed by belligerent imagery. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.